Welcome to the Tribunal. Danny is out this week. We don't know how to edit this properly, so we're going a cappella. I'm Chris Wern, and I'm joined by Jameson.
Chris, you've truly been an angel in my corner.
This week we saw Derek show us how to snatch weaves, Corey get revenge, and Josh have an orgasm over a karma vote. We're going to do Killed It or Send It Home, Jameson's Juicy Deets, and MVPs and Losers. But first, Jameson, do you have a question?
I do have a question. I have a question for you, Chris, the only other person I'm talking to. We're gonna nail this, by the way. We don't need Danny and all of his technical skills and his sound effects. We got it all ready to go. It's gonna be a great cast. I'm excited to do this with you. But my question for you is, were you the most emotional watching the challenge during the Nelson chat?
Oh my God. Was I ever? It's funny. I mean, obviously Nelson has been on our minds the past I think last season was when all the stuff was happening, right? But yeah, seeing him on screen was emotional, and it just reminded me so much too. They showed the little montage of like he and Corey's relationship,
Oh, yeah.
and it just reminded me of how much he has given us as viewers of the challenge. Obviously a Nelson fan, but just all the ranges of emotion. I think I don't know if anybody's done it better than Nelson. He's made me laugh and he's made me cry. He's made me feel it in the heart, you know. And seeing those moments play out again, it really made me it made me miss him. It made me miss him, man. I'm tearing up.
Yeah, it was a sad little moment, and I felt for him. Like, look, did he make a mistake? And is it really sad what happened? Of course, but like at the end of the day, man, he's a good-hearted soul. He's always been happy and just happy-go-lucky guy. And him and Corey's relationship, them going against each other when he volunteered to go in for Corey because Corey has a kid, like. That was just like incredible. And then to see that kind of relationship and then just to see Corey getting emotional, it was a nice little moment. I think that, this show is, we want more drama, we want more things. And they have moments where they're like talking about their personal life and stuff. And sometimes it just feels phony. It doesn't feel
Yeah.
genuine and authentic. But like this was a nice, like real, authentic moment that I was like, oh man, this is getting me. This is getting me good a little bit.
Yeah, I think I totally resonate with what you're saying there with just it feels authentic, right? And I think that's the thing about Nelson that I love the most is it never felt like he was being a character for the screen ever. He just felt so genuine in all his reactions and everything he said. He'd laugh at himself, you know? And so when those moments came where it is emotional, like you feel it, 'cause like he genuinely has his heart in that place. Like I completely believe that. He's not doing it for the camera. I think he genuinely loves Corey as a friend and you know, really cares about him and his kids. And it's a beautiful thing to witness.
It really is, man. Friendship is dope. Friendship is pretty dope. Being a good human is pretty dope. A lot of dope things in this world that need to be celebrated a little bit more. Chris, before we go to your question, though, I thought a follow-up on that question would be, do you think Corey now, of course, this is the moment for Corey to crumble. Like usually every season he has this moment where he goes in and he's done. Did this give you confidence that maybe Corey can finally make it to the end?
I think he's at least making the final. I mean, I'm looking at the people who are around him. There can't be that long left, right? I mean, he's at least making the final. I think it's going to be tough. You got Bananas, Thailand obviously seems like a strong competitor. Everybody's saying he's good. And then there's Jordan, right? The competition
Yeah.
it's going to be tough for him, but I think he performs pretty well, you know, so far throughout this whole thing. And Derek's still here too, which apparently he's good. You know, we'll get to that. But yeah, he could take it. I mean, it's one of those things where like the competition is so close. I think they've done a good job of narrowing it down, at least on the guy side. The women's side's pretty strong too. But it's really close. You could see it going anyway. I'm kind of pulling for Corey. I think it would be really nice for him to get that win.
Yeah, what I am too, and I hope that he can get to the end at least and have a chance to compete. What's cool is like he hasn't really like had like people on his side this season. It's not like he's been in an alliance where he's really been able to pull strings and get through this or that. Like he's kind of just not that he's on his own, but it kind of does feel that way that he's this like Lone Ranger, which in this show is really hard to make it this far. With that going on, and like, who knows, man? If he does make it to the end, I do think he'll probably have to go through one more hurdle in the next guys. Like, I could see, Johnny and maybe a couple other guys like ganging up on him and taking him, trying to taking him out. But it's hard to make it this far when you're all by yourself.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point too. It's just that I think the format of this season has lent itself a little bit to, like, if you are a loner, it's kind of worked out because we've turned into these two different factions, and just the nature of targeting people, it's like obviously you want to target the opposite alliance, and through that, these people who are just kind of in the middle have just kind of ducked their heads under the volley
Yeah.
of, the melee that's going back and forth, and they've kind of skated through. I mean, Car Maria's kind of in that group, Derek's in that group, and Corey's in that group, it seems like. And potentially Jordan, he's got a little bit of connections, but he's also kind of like a free agent in a sense at the moment too.
Definitely.
So it's been interesting to see how it's played out. You kind of have two alliances and you have this third, whatever that is, like free agent kind of territory. So yeah, it is rare. It is rare to see, because usually you get swept up at some point because you're in this,
Yep.
but it hasn't really worked out that way.
We'll see.
We'll see. Moving on. Where the hell is my question? Here we go. We saw Derek win the daily challenge, and we were told by multiple people that he's incredible at this game, not just the daily. Have we underestimated Derek or overlooked him in any way? Is he a valid contender on this show? I feel like we've called him a layup in the past, but were we wrong?
I mean, I still need to see more, to be honest. Maybe. I mean, I guess they're all saying it, I know he did really great in this daily, but like for the life of me, I can't really think of another daily or something that I was like, whoa, like he really brought it. And maybe he has, but it's just blanking because he's not a main character. He doesn't have main character energy, as Gen Z would say, Chris. I don't know, man. He kind of is a wet blanket in my head. Like I see, he seems like he has fun. Seems like he's a, good time, good person, all that jazz. But I need to see more. I want to see him like go into elimination and beat somebody. I want to see him like take someone out that I didn't expect him to. It's just this is one of those shows, one of those competitions where like you really got to prove yourself in the times that people count you out. And I don't know, man. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't, but I need to see more.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was interesting that the narrative all of a sudden turned into this guy's really good during this episode,
Yeah.
which was just kind of odd. I do agree with Jordan said that, he's got an incredible social game, and I do agree with that. And there is some valid, validity to having a good social game. I think just typically it doesn't get you this far, right? I think he's benefiting from that whole thing of just the structure, like we talked about, where he's like in this middle group that's not really being targeted. He's got a couple friends on either side that are kind of keeping him safe. So that is, up to him. That is part of the social game. I think if the game was structured differently, we would have seen him in elimination at least once by now, if not multiple times. But yeah, I haven't seen enough on the daily to think he's like quite in the level of Bananas and Jordan and Kyle
Yeah.
and Corey just yet, where I would think he's going to compete in a final. That said, I mean, like, the way he's built, I don't know, maybe
Yeah.
he could be really good at cardio. I have no idea, like, and we just haven't seen it because there aren't really a lot of opportunities to show that. And we know obviously if it's a TJ final, cardio will be a big part of it. I'm trying to remember in the mini final how he did. I think he did decent, didn't he? Did he come in second?
Yeah, I think he did. I don't know if he came in second. He definitely did decent. He wasn't at the bottom of the pack, but I think he just doesn't get as much airtime too, because he's just like not really in, a lot of drama or anything like that. So I feel like that part is just kind of, doesn't help his case for viewers being like, wow, he's really, Derek, who saw him coming? But I will say, like, during that combo of them talking about him, Tori brought up Jordan as like someone who is an ultimate. And I mean, I have to agree, like, time and time again, this guy, just shows up like every season. He just does things, that you're like, damn, how did he do that? How did he like find a way to make that work? I was looking for deets, and this isn't necessarily like a deet, but I just happened to come across the fact that every season he does this, they give him a glove, and they still have yet to like create gloves that are for him. So he always has to like poke out like the holes, because it just would just kind of cause, mess. And I mean, it's just crazy, like, he's already working from behind in a way, but it doesn't seem like it at all, because he just, man, he dominates, and he is one of the greats.
Yeah, no, he really is. Just such a crafty competitor. I mean, I know Bananas is crafty in a way. Jordan is a crafty in a way. I think Tori described it of just like he figures out how to do weird stuff and figures out how to do it well, like quickly, you know?
Yeah.
It's he doesn't need a lot of time to like warm up to a game. He's gonna like figure it out. And I think he's just got a really good awareness of like his capabilities and his body, and he's really smart with how he uses his energy, and he's just a competitor through and through. Can't.
100%. Douche.
Right, let's do it. Some killed it or send it home, Jameson.
Douche. You nailed it. My killer sent it home this week. We saw this daily with them on these semi trucks. By the way, no one explained why one of those semi trucks, the windshield was just like totally broken and smashed. Like, I don't, are we going to get an explanation about that? Maybe, maybe not, but that was wild. But I just started to think about these truck drivers and them driving, these guys, as who knows how fast they're going, probably like 30, maybe tops. But Chris, truck driving, semi truck driving, killed it, you could do it. Sent it home, you could not do it, man. They make some good money. It is a very tough job. What's your take, in terms of, could you pull that career? Could you do that career?
I'm gonna send it home. I don't think I could, to be honest with you. I've got family. My grandfather was a truck driver. My uncle's
Oh,
a truck driver.
interesting.
My
Oh,
father-in-law's a
shit.
driver. Yeah. So,
I had no idea when I thought of this that there was all
yeah,
those connections.
lots of truck driver connections in my family. And it's tough, man. It's a tough life. It's grueling. You're often driving crazy late hours. I know my father-in-law would have to get up at like regularly like 2, 3 in the morning to go leave and go for like, 36-hour drive or whatever it is, like drive across the country delivering freight. That's tough, dude. And spending all that time in a truck and sitting and being stuck in there, it's not easy. It's not an easy life. And on top of that, the skill of driving a truck too. I mean, it's a big piece of equipment that you got to maneuver, and they maneuver in a weird way. I don't know if you've ever tried to back up a trailer or anything like that. I've had a couple landscaping jobs where
Not
that's,
really, no.
dude, it's tough, man. It's really weird to get used to turning the opposite way to put a turn in the trailer and then continuing the other way. There's an art to it. So I think I give a lot of respect to truck drivers. They have a tough life and they are skilled. So I'm gonna say send it home. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, man, I was really starting to think about it, and that's crazy that you know some truck drivers in your life. And I think the tough part for me, all those things you said, obviously would be hard. I think I'm gonna send it home. The isolation, the being in a truck for 12 hours, sure, there is a lot more stuff you can do, podcasts, and you can call people and you can do all those things, but like I still think that I would go bonkers just being alone in a truck, in the middle of nowhere, middle of the night, like all these different elements, weather, like trying to I grew up in Colorado, and they always had those, on the side of the highway in the mountains. there's always the truck runoff, that goes up, because if they can't brake, they gotta like make a quick cut call and go, down those rocky kind of side paths, sand pits to, stop themselves. That's some serious shit. We talk about a lot of jobs in this country. I tell you what, man, not like we're getting into, like jobs in America. It's a that's a tough job, and more power to you, truck drivers. That's tough.
It's the platform you're going to run on for
Yeah, 2028. We need to celebrate truck drivers more.
Truck drivers is what you need. I
My
can
commercial
see.
is gonna have a honk honk at the end every single time.
I will say, Jameson, I think you would be on the CB radio just talking to nobody out there
Oh
in the
yeah.
middle of the night. Just anybody out there, just giving your speeches and.
511, this is J Dogs 42069. How we doing out there in the country, huh?
Hey, dog, I
Over.
got about a couple ton running freight over. That's
Oh,
over. Over.
now I'm kind of into it. I might actually change it after that.
I mean, you could just
That's a
get a
good
CB
thought.
radio maybe and just see
Maybe
who.
I'll just do that. See who's
Yeah.
out there in the ether, man.
All
What do you got, Chris?
right. So maybe not as big. I don't know. We saw a little bit of a daily affirmations going on with Tory and
Oh,
Josh.
yeah.
Tory was kind of doing his hair. And I thought about, daily affirmations. I feel like I've got a lot of spiritual questions this season, but how do you feel about daily affirmations? Killed it or send it home?
Oh, daily affirmations. I'm going to talk this through a little bit. My wife likes to, give me some affirmations every once in a while when I'm stressed or I'm, a little overwhelmed, and I try them. And I think to an extent they help, but I am just such a skeptic, man. I can't meditate. I can't. I try all this stuff, but I'll sit there and I'll say, I am talented, or like I am confident, or I. And the whole time I'm like, when am I done with this sentence? Like I just I'm not like I don't believe what I'm saying. Like I just like for some reason like I need to physically do the act and then get the confidence, get the affirmation, the confirmation from that, and getting the results. Having this kind of premonition, this kind of moment of like, saying to myself, I'm gonna do it, doesn't I personally feel it doesn't change my attitude towards the thing. It doesn't make me try harder. It just doesn't. And this is controversial. I know some of our listeners are definitely into, affirmations. More power to you, go for it. But I'm gonna send it home for me personally. Everyone's different. It just doesn't hit with me. I don't know what it is. So, Chris, I'm interested to hear how you feel.
Man, well, I have tried some daily affirmations before. I started doing a mindfulness app or whatever where there was some daily I'm gonna call it journaling, but it's more like here's things I'm thankful for and what's gonna make today great. And I think those things are very helpful. At the end, it would say, write a daily affirmation, and I just never knew what to write. Like it just felt like either I'm saying something I already feel, or I think like you, I'm saying something that I don't feel, or I'm like, I'm not convinced by that, And I'm just like, all right, I don't feel any better for it, or I feel like a jerk being like, yeah, I can be, a superhero or whatever the hell it is. Just like, it don't make sense. Like, I know that's not true. That's probably not coming true today. So I don't know. They're just kind of weird for me. So I'm gonna send it home. But listen, if they work for you, all the power to you. Do them. The other stuff I think works for me of like saying what I like being poor and being positive or what's the three things to do today to make today great? And they can be real simple, like just smile, and that could be one simple thing. Give my kid a hug. But the daily affirmations, for some reason, just I've never been an affirmation person. I've competed a lot. I've never been like, I am really fast or I am strong. I am all powerful. Whatever it is. I don't know. I just don't like that stuff. I feel like I either know where I'm at or I don't, and I feel like there's a value in that. So yeah. That's how
It's
it.
fair, man. It's tough. It's like it's one of those things that we all do different things to try to get ahead in this life, and some things work for some, and some things work for others. We're getting really philosophical without Danny here today.
That's right. He's letting us run loose.
Jameson's juicing. Jameson's juicing. What's up, everybody? We got some deets for you this week. We all need it going into next week. You know, Thanksgiving. Need to gobble up a cornucopia of deets. And we got some good ones for you today. Really trying to make some Thanksgiving connections here. Chris, Anissa is out working hard. She hired a trainer. She is, you know, working out like crazy. She's posting pics. Definitely can notice a little bit of a difference. And you know, is we've talked about Anissa, how much we love her, how much, you know, we want her to win. Do we think, you know, her kind of going hard in the gym could, you know, make a big difference?
I mean, I think it could. I mean, she's someone who's had, I think, a solid social game. She's got a lot of connections in the game. Man, it's tough, you know, because obviously she's one of the older competitors. Is it going to make a difference for her in like a normal challenge, you know, like something like we're seeing season 40, or are we talking about the senior tour? Either way, I think she's going to benefit from it. She will do better. Because she's always had the strength, right?
Yeah.
There's been plenty of times she's shown us she's got the strength to do the things, and she's got the will. She just hasn't, you know, had the cardio or whatever it is. So I hope, you know, I'm good for her. I'm happy that she's doing that, and I hope she comes back to the challenge because she is typically a character I like, you know, I enjoy watching more than most, you know?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I would love for her to like. If she could like find a way to, you know, get in great shape and, you know, kind of really compete, you know, toward in those, you know, challenges that she hasn't been able to, like the sky's the limit in a way. Like you never know like where she could go, like if she can get over that hump, because she is loved, she does have a lot of friendships and things that could help her in the political sphere. So I don't know, man. I think that there's definitely high hopes for Anissa if she can continue down this journey. And I love to see it, man.
Yeah. I was just
Next
gonna say,
up,
I feel like she
oh,
deserves
you
it.
go, you go.
Sorry. I was just gonna say, I feel like she deserves it too, you know? She's
Yeah,
been so long,
yeah.
she's always there giving it everything. I feel like she deserves it. So I hope she does.
Do those affirmations or something, Anissa. Like, you deserve it. You deserve to win. Next up, you know, I found this episode interesting. Like, everyone's just like, they really feel for Josh, man. Everybody like, you know, wants Josh to win, and he just cries at everything, which is okay, you know, he's an emotional guy. That's okay, you know, you really show your emotion on your sleeve. Well, this week online, he posted a video saying that the Vacation Alliance is dead after watching the show back. I watched the show back and they said some things that, you know, were out of line. I thought they were my best friends. Like he's so ridiculous, he's so wishy-washy, he's just like so dramatic in every way. So Vacation Alliance dead, Chris.
I don't, well, first of all, for him, maybe, I guess. The thing is with that Vacation Alliance, and I mean, sure, he can have his perspective. I don't think anything I saw on the show really felt like he was being alienated by that alliance. Like, I felt like he kind of did it to himself. So I'm not really sure how he's interpreting the edit that's out there. Maybe some different things happened, or maybe something
Yeah.
like that he didn't experience or whatever, but I didn't think there was anything damning from watching this show that said like Vacation Alliance is voting him out in a way, you know, or put him on the outskirts in any way. So I'm not really sure what that's all about.
Yeah, I don't know what I didn't know what it was about either. I'm just kind of like laughing at, you know, just his dramatics all the time. We got Devin, you know, trying to stay a little relevant this season after going home so early. He's going off on Rachel on a podcast this week, saying she's a hypocrite, saying she's all about fighting for women. And then, you know, she has, here's Johnny talking smack about women on the show. And then everything he's kind of, the stuff that's coming out from his ex-girlfriend, Devin going off on Rachel. Just, I think it's just finding drama to find drama. And Devin kind of really, he's kind of falling off as someone that really is relevant and kind of a leader and kind of a, you know, standout player, especially this season.
Yeah, it feels like that's a tough target to go after, especially the season Rachel's having. I mean, like, she's been flawless, it feels like. I get if you want to say guilty by association, maybe, but like I don't even think the things Bananas is saying is that bad. Maybe Devin's just taking it personally because a lot of it's thrown at his girlfriend. But yeah, I don't, feels like nothing.
Yeah. And last but not least, my favorite deed of the week. My deed of the week, maybe I make that a thing. It's confirmed that Johnny is in defeat. Johnny is in defeat. He said it this week. He goes, "Look, judge me if you want. Whatever you got to do. I am in defeat. I like feet. And I guess that means feet stuff. Not just, feet, but feet stuff."
Well, then it definitely is a conversation with my wife.
Oh, there you go, dude. See, it's there's something going on there. There's something in the shoes that gets Johnny going. And it, I thought that was a fun little deep to share.
Douche. Let's do some MVPs, Jameson.
This week I'm gonna give it to Corey, man. I was a little nervous. I love that I didn't know what happened at the end. A lot of times I'm looking for deets and I find out something I don't want to find out. And I was nervous the way the edit was, like him crying, him kind of talking about who he's doing it for. I was like, oh, does this mean like he's going home and like he recorded this afterwards and he feels really bad about it? But no. He not just won, he dominated. I mean, it was not even close. He was so much faster, so much more, efficient, and his physicality was just, off the charts. And you and Daniel both know I have a soft spot for Corey. I just he's just a fun guy, and I just hope that he keeps going and he found a way to dominate in the elimination.
Yeah, it's Corey for me too. Like you said, he dominated in that elimination, especially after they talked up Josh. And I don't know if that was to try to make it seem like it was even going to be close, but I think he just showed he is like he. It felt like it was showing that Corey is a couple levels above some of this like C tier people, and he's at least in B, if not up in that A tier, and should be fighting alongside Bananas and Jordan. Yeah, it felt like he earned his place to be in a final with this episode for some reason. Yeah, and just he got his moment with Nelson. Like,
Yeah.
and I feel like Corey's just been really fair this season, you know? Like,
Yeah.
not that he ever isn't by any means, but he just feels fair, right? Like, I think him having the vendetta against Josh is a fair thing, given how Josh operated earlier in the season. So, like, I've enjoyed Corey. I feel like I'm kind of pulling for him in this group of guys that are left. So yeah, great MVP. Mine as well.
Oh,
All
doubled
right.
up.
Loser of the episode. Who you got?
This one was tough for me. I really searched my brain trying to figure out who was the loser. I mean, you could give it to Josh, I guess, but I don't know. Just him losing the way he did. I was like, okay, yeah, it's Josh. Like I just didn't know. So I'm just gonna give a pity loser vote to Michelle. She just annoyed me again this week, and I just thought, you know what? I'm gonna give double loser 2 weeks in a row. While I could give it to Josh, I don't know. Like he was just so sad. He was so crying. And maybe that's why you give it to him. But what do you got, Chris?
I am gonna give it to Josh. yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. It's funny. There comes the episode, it feels like every season, where Josh starts talking about his family and crying and how he wants to give them the money. That's what he's playing for. And that's the episode, you know, he's gonna go home. If not that episode, it's gonna be soon. And this was it, you know? And it just is like the same thing every time. And I get it. That's part of your story and whatever. But at some point, I don't know. You gotta bring it a little bit more. The fashion in which he lost to Corey was not a good look. 'Cause I do think Josh is built in a way, like he has the body type. Like, I think he could be a great competitor, but he makes bad decisions along the way every season. And I think this season he benefited from being in that Vacation Alliance and maybe some of the other, he scrambled for other people, whether that was Johnny or whoever else, to align himself with them. It didn't work out, but he stumbled over hay bales and whatever, So just like, it wasn't a good look. It showed
Yeah.
me he's not ready for that level, where Corey is. And so yeah, he's my loser this week.
Dude, how about how much faster Corey was? Like when they did like those overhead shots and Corey's running, and I mean, maybe just off the line, the sand, you know, I assume it's definitely tough to run in, but man, it was crazy.
Yeah, I wasn't aware that Corey played football. Somebody said he played football in college. I wasn't aware of that. But it showed, like, yeah, he was fast. He leapt right up. I mean, and obviously the guy's staying in shape, right? Like, it's pretty
Oh
clear.
yeah.
But like, he leapt right up on top of the hay bales, where Josh like stumbled on him and like tried to turn on the hay bales or whatever. I mean, he put a solid hit on Josh. It made it look easy, which I don't think it probably is, you know, but it was a very athletic performance from him.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Well, that's it for this week. Until next time,
Don't
don't be a
be
quitter.
a layup. We
You
killed
did
it.
it.
Oh. Wow.